This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are super excited that you tuned in to the Radio Realtors today. And we pray that you are staying healthy during this time. But there seems to be, in my opinion, a light at the end of the tunnel. And we are hopeful that better days are on the way. And from what we've been hearing from some of the juggernauts in the mortgage industry, there is a lot to be optimistic about, Frank.
Yeah, and what we've heard has actually validated what we've been saying for the last couple of weeks, Rob.
Now, don't give it all away, Frank. But before we get to that, we need to remind you that Robert and Frank here at the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate. We are extremely active realtors, and we help our listeners just like you every single day.
And quite honestly, even in the middle of the COVID-19, the Radio Realtors have adapted to working within this situation.
Yeah, but in a lot of ways, Frank, it has been business as usual for the Radio Realtors because we are still selling homes.
Yes, we are. And we want to help you buy a home or sell a home. So give us a call on our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or you can go to the website. That's the Radio Realtors. Realtors.com. That's the radioRealtors.com. And you are in the right place if you are a potential home buyer because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you're a potential home seller and thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sales strategy here at the Radio Realtors and can help you get top dollar for your home safely and effectively.
And we do that with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that strategy highlights your home on this radio show. It includes a virtual open house and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost.
That's right. The Radio Realtors are keeping the real in real estate. And we've got an awesome show for you today, don't we, Rob?
We do. And we're going to cover some fantastic topics for you, including how to conduct a virtual home search that's as good as the real thing.
The 10 commandments from home sellers who want to get top dollar for their home.
And we're also going to let you hear from two of the Radio Realtors PMLs, that's our preferred mortgage lenders, and their thoughts on what we can expect in the next few weeks regarding interest rates and buying or refinancing a home. So if you'd like to connect with us anytime, you can call us or text us on the Radio Realtors hotline or text line number. And that number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So if you've been considering buying a home for a while, you may have made a resolution to start the home buying process right about now. And after all, spring normally is the beginning of the busiest home buying time of the year. But what a difference a few months make, am I right?
Yes, you are.
Now, COVID-19, as we talked about last week, might be giving you concerns about how to safely check out homes without risking exposure.
At the Radio Realtors, our goal is to help you stay safe if you want to continue your home search because right now may be just the ideal time to buy a home.
And there are a couple of reasons for this, and we're going to expand on them later in the show. But going into the spring housing market, potential home buyers were and still are looking at very low inventory.
Yeah, in addition, home prices in the greater Sacramento area have remained fairly steady.
And Frank, if you're someone who is interested in perfect timing, we feel that now may be the perfect time as you can take advantage of some of the best mortgage interest rates ever, less competition from other buyers, and possibly an opportunity to get some seller closing costs credit.
So If you're in a position to buy, the Radio Realtors are going to show you how to conduct a virtual home search that's as good as the real thing.
That's right. And we're going to also show you how to protect yourself during COVID-19 if we are able to visit a listing in person.
The Radio Realtors tip number one for conducting a virtual home search is learn how to read the online listing and find out what it may be hiding.
Yeah, for this first tip, we recommend that you as a potential home buyer analyze listing photos to figure out whether or not a home is worth your time for a more in-depth in-person tour.
The Radio Realtors can give you the little details or the brass tacks of online listing.
Yeah, but there are some red flags for you to look at as you click through pictures that may not always show the true details of a home.
Number one, are there more photos of the exterior than the interior? Is this the case? The inside might need some work.
Yeah, or there might be a situation with the owner or tenant that makes it difficult or even impossible for them to get interior photos.
If there's a home that you're interested in that matches this kind of description, the Radio Realtors can find out if there's any additional information that we have access to that might shed some light on the situation.
Right. Number two is, are there closed curtains or blinds in the photos? And this may indicate that the home doesn't have dual pane windows.
Or maybe the photos are hiding something like a bad view or the neighbor's property that looks like a junkyard.
That's right. Sometimes your neighbors aren't as tidy
yes.
as you are. Number three, does the online listing have interesting photos of the bathroom? Say if a picture of a bathroom focuses on just the sink, it could mean that the bathroom is really small.
Or it may mean that the realtor took the photos with their iPhone instead of having the listing photographed professionally.
Right. Number four, do the photos look stretched out or are the photos the size of postage stamps? And if the photos are stretched out, it could mean the listing agent is trying to make the room appear bigger.
Or if the photos are really tiny, it could mean that the larger photos would show the many flaws the home has that you cannot see in small photos.
Right. And Frank, we're going to cover some listing terms that are red flags as well. And before we do that, we are going to go to break. And we are going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Elegant in Elk Grove. And this is a four-bedroom, two-bathroom home, nearly 1,700 square feet. And it's in one of Elk Grove's pristine areas. This home is listed at $400,000. And pride of ownership really shows up here in this well-kept home with a great open floor plan. It has a separate living room and family room area, two places to put a dining table, one in the kitchen nook and one in the front great room. The kitchen has a brand new LG stainless steel dishwasher. The home also contains Paradigm waterproof laminate flooring throughout the house. There are high ceilings in the master bedroom, so it feels really, really big in there with outside access to the backyard. The master bathroom has dual sinks, an extra deep tub, and a walk-in closet. The interior paint in this home is only a few years old, and the exterior paint is 2 years old, and it has an extra thick professional coat of paint on the exterior. The roof is approximately 7 years old, as well as the gutters. This home has just a lot of things that make it appear to be brand new. We can send you the virtual tour on this one if you would like to see it. We can also get you in to the home for a private personal tour. Just text the word elegant to 916-269-3337. That's the word elegant to 916-269-3337 to see Elegant in Elk Grove. Text the word elegant to 916-269-3337. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand. And with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family. And he can almost do the entire process virtually. virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are talking to you today about how to do a virtual home search that's as good as the real thing. And in case you missed a portion of the show, just to let you know that you can tune into our show via podcast, and we are now on podcast through iTunes and also through Spotify. So if you'd like to tune in, you can always catch our shows. You can listen to them repeatedly. We would love to have your input on our podcasts, and it's been great so far. We've been getting some really nice feedback from you all, so we do appreciate that. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can also call us on the Radio Realtors hotline and text line number. That number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or go to the website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So the first thing that we talked about on conducting a virtual home search that is as good as the real thing is to learn how to read an online listing and what it may be hiding. And we talked about the photos. The photos are super important, and you can get a lot of information through the photos, but there's also listing terms that could be red flags as well. And the number one term that we'd like to talk to you about today is the word cozy. Now, this is a warm and fuzzy word and inspires many positive vibes, but make no mistake, cozy is the code word for small.
Now, Rob, there's nothing wrong with a tiny house. Of course, in fact, many people love a tiny home. There's even an HGTV show about them.
True, Frank, but it's nice to know a place may be a wee bit small before you take that first step to see it. And not everybody wants to live in a tiny home.
Number two is the term needs TLC. This is yet another term that tugs at the heartstrings, right?
Yeah, well, it does. But like Spider-Man, if your spidey senses are tingling with this one, it is probably because TLC typically means the house needs more than just tender, loving care. It needs major work.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, the home just needs new paint.
Right. But a lot of time when a listing says needs TLC, the house could need new plumbing, a new HVAC system, or even a new roof, as well as the new paint.
So it might be cheaper just to tear the whole place down and start fresh.
You know, I laugh sometimes when I see these terms, Frank, because needs TLC could mean anything from needing cosmetic fixes to bringing in a bulldozer to knock the whole thing down, just like you said.
Number three is the word quaint. This is yet another major euphemism in the real estate world, where the reality is often less charming than it is in person.
Yeah, quaint usually just means the house is old, and you will want to check to see if the listing mentions the age of the home.
Number four is the term up-and-coming neighborhood. You're thinking streets lined with cool restaurants and cafes, right, Rob?
Yeah, but this could also mean that you might hear gunshots and helicopters when you go to bed at night, and so there's an extremely big gap between up-and-coming and arrived.
Also, in an up-and-coming neighborhood, you might be putting up with a rundown area and longtime neighbors who are resentful of the newbies to the neighborhood.
That's true. Number five is the term just had a total facelift. Now, it sounds pretty awesome, doesn't it? But is it a Victoria Beckham facelift or a Michael Jackson level surgery here?
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, actually, a facelift for a home, in my experience, is quite simple. Loosely translated, this means the seller really just painted the interior and the exterior.
Right. And I can see that. And this sounds good, except for the fact that paint is often used to hide things such as water stains and cracks in the wall, and it could also mean that there's foundation problems.
So the Radio Realtor's tip number two for conducting a virtual home search is to squeeze the most out of your virtual tours.
Yeah, the real estate industry is adapting quickly to the coronavirus situation, with many agents like us adding video tours to their listing photos.
Right, Rob. So if you're interested in any of the properties with a video, feel free to ask us about it. Give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And we may be able to give you more footage, such as a Zoom, FaceTime, or Skype audio and visual call, in which we're going to walk through a home sharing footage of the features.
And with this type of tour, you can also direct us to show what you want to see and uncover any blind spots in the original video.
And in order for you to get the most out of a virtual tour, we recommend to our clients that you ask us to emphasize those little details like the finishes after a renovation or crown molding and things like that.
The Radio Realtor's tip number three for conducting a virtual home search is dig into the disclosures.
Yeah, if you like a home from the photos and the virtual tour, ask us as your realtors to provide you with the seller disclosures. And this should outline any known problems with the home, as well as the age of various features and any improvements.
Yeah, Rob, sometimes our buyers will find out things about the home that help them to decide whether to move forward or rule the home out.
Right. For example, the roof and the HVAC system may be at the end of their lives, or there could be some sort of structural deficiency.
Yeah. The two most important disclosures that we want you to see is the seller property questionnaire and the transfer disclosure statement. These two disclosures normally have all the important information.
Right. Now, in the midst of the coronavirus, if you do get the opportunity to see a home in person, the first thing that you need to do is take precautions when it comes to an in-person visit to a home.
If you're interested in a property and the seller will allow you to tour it, the Radio Realtors will accommodate it as best we can while taking every step to try and protect you.
Right, Frank. The first thing that we do is verify with the listing agent that nobody in the home is sick. And then we're going to take all the necessary precautions to protect our clients and follow those CDC guidelines.
When we show a property in person, we ask the listing agent to ask the seller to leave all closet doors and kitchen cabinets open for us to minimize the need to touch the handles.
And here are some other tips to further protect yourself.
The second thing you need to do is don't touch anything in someone else's home.
Yeah, you're also supposed to stay 6 feet away from us, your realtors, when we tour a home together right now during the coronavirus.
We also need to make sure that you have masks and possibly gloves and protective booties when you tour homes with us in person.
Yeah, and you want to carefully throw them away when you're finished touring. Remember also to wash your hands after you get back to your own place after touring a home.
You will also want to wash the clothes that you toured the home in just to be safe.
Right. Now, the third thing that you need to do is understand you may have to put in an offer before you visit a home in person. And showing protocols are really changing quickly. And the big question is it risky to put in an offer on a home before you get to tour the inside?
Yes, but it is happening frequently under certain circumstances. And keep in mind, you aren't locked into buying a home just because you have put in an offer.
We are finding that potential home buyers are absolutely willing to put in an offer on a home subject to inspection if they have some comfort level with the neighborhood.
The Radio Realtors recently had a listing go under contract by an out-of-state buyer on the strength of a virtual tour we posted.
We are finding that those buyers that were in the market for a while or started to seriously search for homes prior to the coronavirus hitting know what houses checked all of their boxes, and they are ready when the right property comes along.
And remember, if you do have to submit an offer to get an in-person viewing, keep in mind you do have contingencies that keep you protected.
Right, and just because you make an offer on a home and it is accepted, you are not stuck and you don't lose anything. Now, before we go to the fourth thing that you need to do when you are buying a home and using the virtual method, we're going to go to break and we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes the neighborhood.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are covering the Radio Realtors tips for conducting a virtual home search that is as good as the real thing. The first tip that we covered was to learn how to read an online listing and find out what it may be hiding. And we talked about photos and terms specifically because sometimes there's some hidden gems in there that will tell you a little bit more about the home. The second tip for conducting a virtual home search is to squeeze the most out of those virtual tours that you can. Virtual tours are so good, and on almost any property that has a video or a virtual tour, we can get that to you, and the Radio Realtors are willing to do those virtual tours for you, where we go in and do a Zoom call or a FaceTime call or a Skype call and really get into the nitty-gritty on that listing so we can find out whether or not you would really like to see it in person. The Radio Realtors tip number three for conducting a virtual home search is to dig into those disclosures. We find a lot of information, as Frank said, on that transfer disclosure statement and also the seller property questionnaire. So what is the next thing, Frank?
Fourth thing you need to do is check out the neighborhood.
Yeah, the neighborhood. So remember, the surrounding neighborhood is just as important as the house itself. So you will want to do a virtual deep dive on Google Earth to see if the home you're interested in is near schools and shopping centers, restaurants, parks, and sometimes you need public transportation.
Yeah, Rob, there's a great website called Patch.com. That's P-A-T-C-H, Patch.com, that has interactive neighborhood maps. These are another great resource to scout out the neighborhoods.
Yeah, and you can also do a physical drive-by of the neighborhood. You can learn a lot about a neighborhood just driving around.
In addition, our buyers that are interested in certain areas are walking the neighborhoods, like they get a better feel for them.
Right. A family walk is a great way to find out a lot about a neighborhood. And whether you have kids or not, the quality of schools in a neighborhood is important also.
Right, Rob. Areas with better schools often have higher home values.
And there are some websites as well, like Walk Score and Neighborhood Scout, that will give you a pretty decent overview of the schools. But if you're a parent, you're going to want to dig deeper and find the local school district's website to start getting the information you need to understand whether the local school is a good fit for your child or not.
So, if you're ready to conduct a virtual home search that's as good as the real thing, give us a call on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And we can see if you qualify to become one of the Radio Realtors certified home buyers. And certified is the best because we will have you pre-approved with one of our PMLs, preferred mortgage lenders, and with that designation, we can help you get into that home in as little as 10 days.
So give us a call on the Radio Realtors hotline, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Yeah, give us a call on that number, 916-269-3337. You know, last weekend, we got a call from Larry in Woodland, Frank, and he was just calling to confirm what he was hearing us say. And Larry said his son, who was trying to buy in Oregon, was seeing multiple offers on many of the homes that he was interested in. And that's what we are seeing in many areas here in the greater Sacramento area. So you will want to make sure that you have an unfair advantage. And we're not kidding when we say that. Call us today to see if you qualify to become one of the Radio Realtors certified home buyers. You will have an unfair advantage out there. Our number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So as promised, we wanted to bring a couple of our preferred mortgage lenders, or what we'd like to call PMLs, on the show today to talk about kind of the state of what's going on in the mortgage industry. And we're lucky to have on line one, David Hood from Nexa Mortgage. He's one of our preferred mortgage lenders. And you can get a hold of him at davehoodloans.com or give him a call at 916-548-8225. But Dave, welcome to the show. Let us know in your mind what is going on right now amongst COVID-19 and all the craziness of this in your world.
Well, thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me on, by the way. I really appreciate it. To summarize it, really, we started at the beginning of March, and the rates went down before the COVID thing really hit. And we had a great rush of refinance business. The COVID thing hit, and, you know, we were concerned that it was going to maybe slow the process down. And what's happened, it did for a couple of days. But then what's happened is the industry has actually regrouped and revamped our working virtually. And we've come up with solutions that have actually sped the process up. So I'm actually closing loans right now quicker than I was before. And the rates are still low.
So when you say the rates are low, what are we talking about? We're talking...
I'm locking loans in the twos and threes.
Wow. And so, those are phenomenal rates, right? I mean, they're some of the lowest in history.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been able to quote people in the twos. Most are doing a 10 or 15 year loan, but we're doing 30 year fixed loans in the twos.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, you had said that the industry has kind of adapted, but I haven't seen that it's the entire industry. There are specific lenders and specific companies that have really sort of dialed in. So tell me kind of what makes you different over at Nexa Mortgage and why this hasn't really affected you and your processing times.
Well, the big difference for me is that I'm a mortgage broker. And so what that means is instead of having one company that I work for, I actually represent the buyer and I get money on a wholesale basis. And I have about 80 different lenders that I can go to. So if one of the lenders happens to not be performing and, you know, maybe they're backed up because there's too many loans, I can just go to a different lender. And it's also, I can go to different lenders for speed and I can also go for service and also for the lowest rate. So they're competing for my business.
Awesome. Awesome. And you had said at break something about the new way we're doing appraisals. What is one of the things that has changed because of COVID-19 with appraisals right now?
Yeah, we have a pilot program that we're lucky enough to have actually in Sacramento with my company. And we're doing what's called a virtual appraisal. And this is really cool. What happens is the home buyer or the realtor can take their cell phone while they're talking with the appraiser, and they will actually go through the home and do the appraisal inspection at the request of the appraiser. So he'll tell them where to point the phone and he'll get all the information he needs to do the appraisal and then he'll complete it virtually. These appraisals are cheaper. They're a couple hundred dollars cheaper than a normal appraisal and they're turned around within 2 to 3 business days. So we're getting them quicker and cheaper.
That's fantastic. Now, if you had a crystal ball and you're just kind of looking forward, certainly things are looking great now, especially with your company and people are buying and we're still closing transactions. But what are you seeing once COVID-19 has disappeared for the most part, the future for lending?
Well, what I'm looking at, you know, I've been in this industry for almost 30 years. I've seen many, many trends. I still see the springtime housing market just being delayed. I think once we're out of the COVID thing, we're going to have a lot of pent up demand. There's nothing that indicates that the rates are going to be any higher. So the opportunity to buy is going to still be there. I think this opportunity right now, there may be a little bit of a softening in the pricing, which would be a great time to buy homes. It's, you know, you're buying homes when they're on sale. So right now things are on sale a little bit, but I don't think it's going to continue too much longer. Once we get out of the COVID thing, we're going to be right back where we were. And I think we're going to have probably the busiest time we've ever had. And I've talked to some other people, other professionals in the industry, and they are predicting that the next couple of years are going to be busy.
Yeah. And I'm kind of an optimist at heart, but this may be a golden opportunity for you. If you're a homeowner and you want to refinance at a lower rate, you can do that right now. And there's less competition out there for you to do it because a lot of people are sitting by. Or if you're a buyer, this might be the golden opportunity because not only can you get a screaming interest rate, but you might be able to get it done more quickly. And then the other thing is because there's less people on the market, there's a chance that you might be able to get some closing cost money from a seller that needs to sell right now. And maybe they don't have multiple offers on their home. problem. So I like it what you're saying, Dave. I'm excited. And if you want to get a hold of Dave, and Dave, like we said, we're very choosy on who we work with. Dave is one of our preferred mortgage lenders, and getting to know him, I will tell you, he is the real deal. His middle name is Royal, and I call him the king of home loans. So the website, Dave, is davehoodloans.com. That is pretty easy to remember, right? davehoodloans.com. And if they want to get a hold of you the old-fashioned way on the telephone, what is that number, Dave?
My direct number. This is actually goes to my cell phone number. I will answer the phone. It's 916-548-8225.
Excellent. So once again, that's 916-548-8225 for Dave. And if you missed any of this information, you can always go to theradiorealtors.com, or you can give us a call on our hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Thanks for being on the show today, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. We do too. Appreciate the time.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors. And if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand. And with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family. And he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at davehoodloans.com. That's davehoodloans.com, davehoodloans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate. Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
So we've got Jeff Compton, one of our preferred mortgage lenders, on line two, and we're bringing him up here. Jeff, welcome to the Radio Realtors. Glad you could be with us today.
Mr. Lewis, thanks. Good to be here.
You are one of our preferred mortgage lenders, and we promised our listening audience that we would have a couple of you guys on today to kind of talk about what's going on in your world of mortgage lending. And I just wanted to kind of get a finger on the pulse of how things are going from your standpoint.
Yeah, you know, the industry is at record volume levels, or record number of loan levels right now, due to an extremely robust refinance market. And then the purchase market is still very strong as well. I mean, we're doing a lot of purchase business, which is really nice to know that that business and that the buyers are out there still.
Correct. One of the things that you were talking about is that if you have a steady job, because obviously there's been a lot of turmoil in a lot of industries, but there are several industries that the people are very, very solid. Is it a good time for people to be thinking about buying a home based on what's going on right now?
Yeah, I would say it's a perfect time. Interest rates are getting near, and we can talk about interest rates more in a moment, but interest rates are getting back down to near record levels. And I really feel also that the real estate market, that home prices may be softening a tad, or at least sellers are more willing to negotiate maybe some closing cost credits, as there's more uncertainty in the market as far as them being able to sell a home. You know, inventories are down and sellers are probably a little nervous.
I would definitely agree with that. One question for you, and I've talked to some folks that say there's not a lot of the down payment assistance programs anymore because of COVID-19. What can you say about that?
Yeah, the programs I deal with, and that I would say are 90% of the first-time homebuyer traffic, goes through these programs, CalHFA and GSFA, which is the Golden State Finance Authority program. They did do a timeout for 3 or 4 days about 3 weeks ago. I think they were just, as all of the financial markets have been pretty sensitive to what's going on in the world, they just did, hey, we need to regroup and see, you know, kind of see how this plays out. 3 days later, they were back online and they haven't missed a beat since. And the rates on those programs are pretty much record levels, in the very low, if not very low threes or 3% on some of the programs.
It's so interesting because once COVID-19 hit, a lot of people, I think, that were getting ready to buy, they said, I'm just going to put a pause on this, or I'm going to sit on this fence to see what happens. And now I think that there's some optimism there. So you're saying that mortgage interest rates are still at record levels. I mean, we're the record low levels, right?
Right. Now, about a month ago, the financial markets went crazy when this virus first started hitting. The interest rates went up about 1.5% in 2 or 3 days. Subsequent to that, they've been coming down, and they're all the way back down to pretty much record lows.
That's amazing. So if any of our listeners want to get a hold of Jeff, Jeff is very, very accessible. He's one of those guys that does answer his phone, but you can go to his website. It's jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. Or you can call him on his personal cell phone. It's 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. And Jeff, what is the easiest way if somebody wants to do everything virtually? What's the easiest way for them to apply and to work with you?
Sure. My website is the best place to go, jeffcompton.com, as you mentioned. And there's an apply now button. Give me a little basic information. It notifies me when you put some information in and want to be contacted. Additionally, not only my private cell 765-2900, but we have a team line where there's somebody there virtually, you know, 24/7 at 916-932-8115. I've never given you that number, Rob, but I'm going to certainly give it to the public. But there you go. Absolutely. And one of the other things I want to encourage people to do is, even if you're not looking to buy right this minute, now is the time to strategize for summertime, you know, when you might be more motivated to buy and feel better about buying. Now's the time to strategize so we can work on your situation to improve anything that needs to be improved upon. For example, credit scores. We do a lot of credit rescoring for people to get them to better programs and better interest rates, and now's the time to do that. So okay.
Right, and that's all a part of being a Radio Realtors certified home buyer, and that's what we do, is we put together that strategy for you with one of our preferred mortgage lenders like Jeff and get you going. So if you want to do that and you want to get a hold of Jeff to kind of get that ball rolling, there is probably never been a better time to do that. So it's jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. You can hit the apply now, or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Give them a call on the telephone, 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. And thanks, Jeff, for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for the time.
Well, that is some fantastic information there from one of our PMLs, Preferred Mortgage Lenders, Jeff Compton. Thanks so much, Jeff. So most people have two primary goals when it comes to selling their home, and these are to sell their home quickly and for the best possible price. And both are super attainable. And if your location is in the greater Sacramento area and your home value is under $500,000, the market favors you right now in a big way.
However, we really want to make sure that our clients and listeners don't make the mistake of thinking that you can still achieve these great results if you ignore the basic rules of how to prepare your home for sale.
Yeah, if you want multiple offers and you want them in the first few days of your listing, you need to accept the fact that preparation is necessary. And if your home's list price is in the middle range or the luxury price range, it becomes even more critical.
So we're going to cover the Radio Realtors' 10 commandments of home selling.
And these commandments are great reminders for you to follow to present your home in the best way possible. Commandment number one is thou shalt not turn down a showing. You usually only get one chance for prospective buyers to see your home, so you want to take them at every available opportunity.
Right. Sometimes people are coming in from out of town and only a short amount of time to make a decision.
Yes, we had a doctor from the East Coast who came down to tour homes, and we had 10 on the list that we wanted to see, and we only got to see 6 because the sellers were not accommodating on those other 4.
Yeah. Commandment number 2, thou shall not let anyone in who knocks on your door.
Yeah, people will see a real estate sign and knock on the door asking to see your home.
Yeah, under no circumstances should you do this. Never let them in. Have them call us as your realtors.
Yeah, there are so many scams going around right now, and we've seen so many people use this kind of opportunity to case your home so that they can return at a later time and steal from you.
Commandment number 3, thou shalt keep your house in showing condition all the time.
Yeah, when your home is on the market, you have to remember how you live in your home and how you market your home are totally different.
Yeah, every day, make your bed, clear your countertops, put the toilet seats down, put dishes in the dishwasher, and put dirty clothes where they belong.
Yeah, always be prepared. You want potential buyers to wonder if people actually live in your home.
Commandment number 4, thou shalt have no contact with prospective buyers or their realtors.
Yeah, you're going to receive an approximate time, like a showing window, when your house will be shown, and you just want to make sure that your home is ready at the beginning of the allotted window and leave when they show up.
For the most part, you do not want to be speaking directly with the buyer's agents or their buyers.
Yeah, you want to let us be the liaison to keep your home sale on track. Commandment number 5 is thou shalt not be present for showings. It is imperative that you not be present for home showings. This is not negotiable. Your presence will make buyers feel awkward.
Home buyers need to feel comfortable as possible when looking at a potential new home. It's a big investment.
A serious buyer of a property needs to do whatever they can to learn about your home. So in the presence of a seller, the buyer may feel like a guest in a stranger's home.
That takes us right to the commandment number 6, thou shalt kennel or remove pets for showings.
Yeah, most people love pets unless the animals are somebody else's, which is why sellers who have critters must take extra precautions. And if you don't, many potential buyers could be chased away.
And Rob, we're not talking about just dogs, but also cats, snakes, birds, and other creatures. A run-in with any one of them is a definite turnoff as they're in the door.
Yeah, the bottom line is that people are there to see your home, but even those who love animals can be distracted by jumping dogs and loving cats, and a lot of people are allergic.
Commandment number 7, thou shalt open curtains and turn on lights before showing.
Yeah, most people have no interest in homes that appear gloomy, so brighten up your home inside and out so buyers can clearly see your house's features.
Right. You want to turn on every light, overhead lights, lamps, even turn on appliance lights and closet lights. Be sure the porch light is on, especially after dark. Solar lights along your walkway are a nice touch as well.
Yeah, you also want to let the sunshine in, open all the curtains, raise all the blinds, and let in as much light as possible. What's commandment number 8?
Thou shalt hide all prescription drugs, valuables, and firearms.
Yeah, when you're preparing your home for showings, put any prescription drugs away. Last summer, a couple posing as prospective buyers were arrested in Sacramento for stealing prescription drugs. And they basically duped a couple dozen agents and collected thousands of dollars worth of prescription drugs before they were arrested.
You also want to put away money, jewelry, firearms, laptops, expensive paintings, and any heirlooms.
That's right. What's commandment number 9?
Is thou shalt keep your home odor-free.
Yeah, every home has a unique scent, and some houses, we hate to say it, smell better than others.
Right, Rob. And while it might be tricky to keep day-to-day odors at bay, there are a number of ways that you can deodorize your space.
Yeah, you just want to make sure it's smelling good. Commandment number 10 is, thou shalt take the first offer seriously. You know, in many cases, the offer that gets you into a sale will be the first one you receive. In fact, nearly 90% of the time, first offers are the best offers, and they are usually the most motivated buyers.
And even if the first offer you receive isn't the price you're hoping for, you can easily make a counteroffer or negotiate for any other details, like skipping an inspection or allowing more time to move out. That can make the deal the right one for you.
Yeah, so we hope that these 10 seller commandments are helpful to you. And remember, when you do receive an offer, consider all the contingencies involved and ask us as your agents if there are any red flags with an offer. If the buyer isn't pre-approved by a reputable lender, for example, there's a greater chance the deal could fail.
Or if the offer includes you as a seller crediting the buyer thousands in closing costs, it could mean that the buyer won't have much skin in the game.
But red flags aside, don't get greedy about offers or compare your home to other houses that sold on your street or neighborhood. After all, it only takes one offer to sell your home. And we would love the opportunity to work with you, give you a free, even virtual estimate of the value of your home. Give us a call today, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or you can go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And that's all we have for this weekend.
Make it a great weekend, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with The Radio Realtors. And if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At The Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at The Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Is your paycheck being garnished or has the IRS levied your bank account yet? Have liens been filed against your property? Is your business at risk because you owe payroll taxes? It's time to stop procrastinating. Mike settled his $437,000 tax debt for only $2,500. Randall settled his $186,000 tax debt for only $1,200. Trevor settled his $101,000 tax debt for only $4,500. The IRS IRS has enacted coronavirus relief programs where we may be able to settle your entire tax debt for up to 85% off the amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. My name is Mike Ornelas, best-selling author and CEO of Sacramento Tax Resolution. Take the first step toward fixing these problems today by calling 916-509-3553 now. Schedule your free tax debt analysis today. Call 916-509-3553. Don't wait. Call 916-509-3553 now. Again, 916-509-3553.